And let's go next to West Africa, where logging rights to more than 60% of Liberia's virgin rainforests have been granted to forestry companies since President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf came to power 6 years ago. A British advocacy group says the majority of those contracts are unregulated and warns of fraud and mismanagement. The government of Liberia says it is commissioning a full-scale investigation. Tamison Ford reports from Liberia.
Liberia, the small coastal country in West Africa, is the most heavily forested area in the region. Hundreds of miles of sprawling rainforests are packed with rare and endangered species. This timber was used to finance arms sales during Liberia's long and bloody civil war that ended in 2003. Since then, America, Liberia's biggest donor, has been helping transform the country's forestry sector. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was praised for revoking the corrupt and badly managed logging contracts when she arrived in office. She drafted new, more transparent forestry laws. However, Global Witness, an organization that runs campaigns against natural resource-related conflict, has found evidence of fraud and misconduct within Liberia's logging sector. Jonathan Gant is the policy advisor at Global Witness.
It seems to be logging companies in Liberia acting with a number of mid-level Liberian government officials to one way or another, and in some cases through fraudulent documentation, gain as much forest as possible.
Global Witness has been investigating a particular kind of logging license called a PUP, a private use permit. The permit was designed for small landowners to cut trees on their own property, but they now make up the majority of logging agreements in Liberia, granting access to nearly a quarter of the country's total landmass. Unlike other logging licenses, there is very little regulation, few taxes to the government, and little benefit to the people. A mud road churned into thick, gloopy soup from the heavy rains sweeps through Henrytown in Barbalu County in the east of the country.
This is my shop. As you can see, I sell provisions, I sell rubber dishes, I sell mattresses and all of things.
Maurice Kamara runs a small business in the center of town with his wife.
What do you want?
2 cup of beans, 2 cup of pepper.
When news came that a logging company would be coming to the region, the community was excited. Kamara anticipated much-needed development. Community leaders signed the social agreement in 2009, which promised a road, a clinic, a school, land rent, and even monthly salaries for the elderly. However, to date, Kamara says nothing has materialized.
I haven't seen anything like benefit from logging company since they came here. Nothing. The situation now is becoming so difficult for the common man living here. I feel that if this company remains here, it means we will not get any development from them.
In February, Liberia's government suspended work on all but four of the PUP logging contracts. However, 6 months later, the number of PUPs had increased to 66. Each contract contains the signatures of both the Minister of Agriculture and the Managing Director of the Forestry Development Authority, Mr. Moses Wogba. Wogba was suspended at the end of August, and the government has ordered an investigation into PUP licenses. Information Minister Lewis Brown.
What we're finding out, sadly, is that the communities are neither benefiting. The government is not getting the taxes that are required. But more than that, the guys are spreading out into the countryside and engage in massive deforestation. This was never the intention. It is a good intention gone bad.
Local activists first raised concerns in June 2011. There are now questions as to how nearly a quarter of the country was signed away to logging companies without any intervention from the government. For NPR News, I'm Tamison Ford in Liberia.